She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Meech, what's going on?
What up? So, yeah. I am mortified, I am embarrassed, and I'm very angry.
Really? You are?
Those are the words of Gayle King.
Oh, yes, I saw the clips. What's going on?
Yes, so she's upset at her network, CBS, for releasing a teaser clip of her interview with Lisa Leslie.
Yeah.
And this was all about Kobe Bryant and his legacy. Now, in the interview, she talked, I guess she asked a question about Kobe Bryant's legacy, if it was complicated because of the 2003 sexual assault case.
Right.
She asked this to Lisa Leslie, and Lisa Leslie said, I don't think it's something that we should keep hanging over his legacy.
Right, right.
Now, this is
because most people forgot.
Exactly.
Because we're in 2020 now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, this is the clip that went around.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, you know, was killing her. And a lot of people like 50 Cent, Vivica Fox, a lot of people said that it was done insensitive. It was inappropriate for her to ask the question. But she was saying that she had no idea that CBS was going to release this clip. She said
so because they want to sensationalize it.
Exactly.
They want folks to watch. So, of course, they're going to ask, you know, definitely release that clip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she said the only reason why she asked the question is because they were talking about just, like, the court case period.
Okay.
So then she just decided to ask that question. And she said it came from, like, a good conversation that her and Lisa had.
Mm.
And she was just like, until you see the whole interview, you'll understand why.
But people are really attacking her.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. And I will say, and I'm sure you can relate to this,
mm-hmm.
sometimes it's really hard to ask the questions that you have to ask in an interview.
Absolutely.
Because you have a responsibility as a journalist to ask certain questions.
Mm-hmm.
And those things, even though we, you know, want to, like, know that Kobe's a great person, a great family man.
Yeah.
You know, his legacy is amazing.
Yeah.
But those things did come up
yeah.
after he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a mural that was, you know, someone did and someone wrote rapist across it, which was just uncalled for. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
But maybe she was trying to ease those types of tensions with that question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. I'm not quite sure. I got to look at the interview. But yeah. sometimes it's really hard to ask those types of questions because they can come off super disrespectful
yeah.
and upset people, which is what happened.
Very
and
true.
Snoop Dogg unleashed on Gayle King on his IG. Writing, respect the family and back off, B, before we come get you.
Mm.
Snoop Dogg said that to Gayle King.
Jeez.
Yeah. He basically said, Gayle King, out of pocket for that blank, way out of pocket. What do you gain from that? I swear to God, we the worst, we the blank and worst. We expect more from you, Gayle. Don't you hang out with Oprah? That's what he wrote. But Oprah over time has been, you know, people have really been upset with her questions too.
Yeah.
They get upset with her.
Mm-hmm.
So he also said, why you all attacking us? We your people. You ain't coming after blanking Harvey Weinstein, asking him some questions. Blankety blank questions. I get sick of you all. So anyway, he went off. He went crazy. You can check out the full post. Hot937.com is very offended by it because he was friends with Kobe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And, it, you know, the fact that they did only release that clip
mm-hmm.
is a little irresponsible for Gayle King.
Yes.
Because, again, we don't know the context surrounding that question.
Yep, yep.
We don't know what the conversation was like. But you know what's so sad?
Mm-hmm.
Is the fact that we're still talking about this 17 years later.
Right.
The man did not go to jail.
Exactly.
You know, he didn't do prison time for this.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be left alone.
And like I said to you earlier, I wouldn't even remember.
I didn't
even
remember
about
it either.
It
I didn't remember
until, this situation.
Until it started coming up in the news again
yeah.
after he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful.
Crazy.
Nicki Minaj, she's feeling regretful after that nasty exchange of allegations with her ex Meek Mill yesterday.
They look like some kids.
It was it was gross.
Yeah, it was.
The fact that they were going back and forth
mm-hmm.
and then he's revealing all kinds of things about her,
right.
supposedly trying to help out her brother,
mm-hmm.
who, you know, supposedly she knew that he was messing around with that little girl.
Yep.
He was just convicted of that.
Yep.
And then, you know, she was saying, well, you're an abuser. You kicked your mother. You spit on your sister and hit her and all of that.
Right.
It was just awful. So she was on a panel and she gave advice to up-and-coming artists. She says it's important to ignore the small stuff and keep your eye on the bigger picture. And specifically in her case, she said just to shut up and just make music. So there we go. That's the latest right there. But yeah, that was a really bad exchange between
yeah,
the two of them. They need to leave each other alone.
For real.
I mean, and you know what? I said this to Meechie earlier. She, to me, felt so vulnerable
mm-hmm.
when he was saying all this stuff about your, you know, your brother and you knew this and you tried to pay her off and all
mm-hmm.
this stuff. She was like, you were by my side. You saw what happened. Why are you lying? It felt to me like she was like,
yeah,
it just, she felt emotional to me. Anyway,
crazy.
You can check out that full exchange, hot937.com.